The following is a Namahata lecture entitled A New You, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 14th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
I thought we'd have a little celebration tonight. I thought we'd have a party tonight. I heard we were coming upstairs. Where are we going to have a party up here tonight? Celebrate and have a party up here tonight. So what are we going to celebrate? Somebody's birthday? We don't need somebody's birthday to celebrate, okay? Because we can all be born right now. If you chant Hare Krishna with love, then you become born again just by chanting Hare Krishna. A new spiritual existence becomes manifest. All you have to do is dive deeply into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And a new you becomes born. Just like that caterpillar turns into a butterfly. The old miserable illusion temporary self drops off. And a new eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge, eternal youthful being emerges. All you have to do is enter deeply into the kirtan. The kirtan is magic. The kirtan is mystical. And it will carry you into another dimension of consciousness, where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And as Krishna states in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 16, Punarjanma Navidyate. They never take birth again. Those who enter into my abode, they never take birth in this material world again. So how do you enter that abode? The doorway is right here, right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was told that tonight I was talking on the mission of ISKCON. Perhaps some of you have heard of ISKCON. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So what is the mission of ISKCON? Our mission is to invite everyone to join this party. Where is Carlos? He's translating. Our mission is to invite everyone to join into this transcendental dimension. We are not a religion. We are a revolution of consciousness. We don't ask anybody to convert. Whatever religion you are, that's fine. That's okay. We'll teach you how to be perfect in your religion. How to be a perfect Christian. A perfect Buddhist. A perfect Jew. A perfect Sikh. You don't know the Sikhs? A perfect Hindu. a perfect Muslim and a perfect philosopher. Whatever you're into, we will teach you how to become perfect in that thing. By this wonderful process known as Krishna consciousness. It is a cultural movement. In fact, this culture at one time was the culture of the entire planet Earth. There was one kingdom ruled by a Vedic king in India. And Kaunas was part of that kingdom. So now we're bringing Kaunas back to its original identity. By holding Hare Krishna parties. Hare Krishna celebrations. So, we hope that you all will enjoy this wonderful evening that we're going to have tonight. You're such a lovely audience, actually. We want to take you all back home, back to Godhead. Would you like to come back to home, back to Godhead? All right, then tune in. Take your consciousness, tune in. Because tonight we're going on a journey back to home, back to Godhead. If you're willing to go along for the ride, if you're a brave astronaut, then we are going to go on a ride tonight back to home, back to Godhead. You have to listen very carefully. You have to lay aside all preconceptions. You have to fully absorb your mind in what's being said and let yourself go totally into it. And if you do, I guarantee you, you will have an amazing transcendental experience tonight during this program. Something you will never forget for your entire life. You just have to tune deeply in. Listen very carefully. And leave all your prejudices outside with your shoes. The first thing you have to know, many of you already know it, but I just want to drive the point home. That body isn't you. You're just parking it here in this parking lot. Don't remain attached to your body. You can use the body, it's a very nice tool. But now you should mentally detach yourself from your body. As you are hearing these words, kindly mentally detach yourself from your body. Whatever desires your senses may have, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your nose, your belly, your genitals, whatever desire your desires your body may have, it's not you. It's just your vehicle. Just like when you drive your car, sometimes when the gasoline tank gets low, a little red light comes on, empty, you see. The car is desiring gasoline. Does that mean that you were desiring gasoline? Would you go to a gasoline station and put the whatever that thing is, you know, in your mouth? Pump the gas into your mouth? No. Your car needs the gasoline, not you. You see. So this material body that you have, along with all of its desires for eating, for sleeping, for having sex, etc., you see, it's not you. It's just your car. That's all. If you can just leave that car in the parking lot for a few minutes and try to understand who you really are beyond the car, you will be amazed at what you will discover. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse number 20 and 21. Na prajashrat priyam prapya naun vijat prapya cha priyam stita bhudir sang mudau brahma vid brahmani stita bhayas prasheshva saktatma vindat yat maniyat sukham tat sayam yoga sam siddha kalinat mani. No, wait, that's not the right verse. Bhayas prasheshva saktatma vindat yat mani yat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Krishna describes this very wonderfully in the Bhagavad Gita. What he is saying is this. When something very pleasant comes for your bodily pleasure, don't get all excited about it. Just take it as part of your routine activities. That's all. And when something unpleasant comes, don't become disturbed by it. Just think, well, this is some karma happening. That's all. So if you take this mood of not being excited or depressed by things that happen to your body, what will happen is that you become completely free of bewilderment. You become fixed in spiritual intelligence. You become fixed in transcendence. And then Krishna continues in the following verse, the 21. Such a liberated soul is not attracted to any type of material sense pleasure, but is always enjoying the pleasure within, because he concentrates on the Supreme. He enjoys unlimited happiness within himself at every minute. So, this is what we want to explain to you tonight. How to enter into this state of unlimited happiness. That is the land of transcendental bliss, which exists far, far beyond this material existence. Okay, now everyone move forward more. You move here, and we move there. Because there's people in the back who can't get in. There's no room in the back for people to sit. Everyone move forward. Make a whole other row in the back for the latecomers. Have mercy on the latecomers, so they can come too. If it gets too tight, people could sit up the stairs too, but it's not the most polite thing for this. But it could be done if necessary. So, this is what I want to train you all how to do. I want to train you how to enter into this state of transcendental consciousness. Because then your happiness will not depend on any material thing. I'm not saying you have to give up material things. I'm just saying don't depend on them for your happiness. That's all. I mean, you can be a rich man, it's all right. Or if you're poor, whatever your position is, doesn't matter, really. Because this is a universal science. If you practice this as I'm teaching it to you very carefully, then you will actually achieve a state known as spiritual enlightenment. The highest level of spiritual enlightenment. It is called Bhagavan realization. Or we call it also Krishna consciousness. And that's the name of our society. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because we want to teach you how to be Krishna conscious. Many people have an idea of how to be Krishna conscious. But their idea is imperfect and incomplete. They haven't mastered the art of Krishna consciousness. Our movement is becoming very popular all over the world, but the number of people who have actually mastered the science of Krishna consciousness is not that big. So we want to teach you all how to master the science of Krishna consciousness. So you can achieve complete perfection. Be completely free of anxiety. No more bewilderment. No more confusion. No more delusion. But simply transfusion of your consciousness from the spiritual, from the material plane to the spiritual plane. You see, both planes are going on at every minute. I don't care if you're here at the temple, I don't care if you're walking down the street. I don't care if you're at your job or at your house, or I don't care if you're in the shower or you're in line at the grocery store. Wherever you may be, whenever you may be there are two different dimensions of consciousness. There's the material channel and the spiritual channel. So you can be tuned into either of those channels at every minute. So which channel will you be tuned into? If you're not trained, most of the time you'll be on the material channel. Of course, when you join in a kirtan or you're taking prasadam or seeing an arti, then you're automatically on the spiritual channel. If you're paying attention, if you're not sleeping. But how do you maintain the spiritual channel when you go to work, when you do your normal things, like brush your teeth, How do you stay on the spiritual channel then? That requires that you must have become a master of the Bhakti Yoga science to do that. So, that's why I'm traveling all over the world, is to teach people how to master this science, That's where the real nectar is, when you can master the science of Bhakti. To be a beginner is very good. It's a million times better than not be practicing at all. But you shouldn't remain a beginner. You have to progress and see becoming the middle class and all the way to becoming a master of the science. This is very important if you want to get the real full juice, I mean, if you're going to go into business, why not become a millionaire, If you're going to enter politics, why not become the prime minister or the president? So if you're going to practice Krishna consciousness, why not perfect it? You don't have to give up what you're doing now. Whether you're a student or whether you're a businessman or whatever you're doing, whatever your career is, you can maintain your same lifestyle that you're doing now.
Nereikia keisti gyvenimo būdo, ar tai būtumėm biznieriai ar studentai.
You don't have to change it.
Nieko keisti.
All you have to do is add one missing ingredient.
Vieną ką reikia padaryti, tai pridėti vieną ingredientą, kurio trūksta.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Just like if you're baking a cake.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu kepate tortą.
There's so many nice ingredients in the cake, you see.
Tiek daug yra ten ingredientų tame torte.
But if you leave out the baking powder, all your ingredients will be total waste. You have to throw them away, they'll be useless.
Bet jeigu neįdėsite kepimo sodos, visi tie ingredientai bus beprasmiai.
So if you haven't guessed yet, Krishna consciousness is the baking powder, see?
Ir Krishna sąmonė yra kaip kepimo soda.
This is what makes the whole thing work.
Tai yra tai, kas visą gyvenime, visus dalykus padeda jiem veikti.
You see, in the modern day society, we have everything.
Pavyzdžiui, mūsų modernioji visuomenė turim viską.
I mean, look at all the varieties of food we have.
Kiek daug maisto rūšių.
So many types of music.
Kiek daug muzikos.
So many types of cars.
Kiek daug automobilių rūšių.
So many types of guitars.
Gitaru.
We have so many varieties of facilities all over the world.
Tiek daug įvairiausių galimybių pasaulyje.
So many types of books you can read.
Tiek daug knygų, kur skaityti galima.
So many different types of music, you know, it's just, we have so much facility, all material facilities we have.
Tiek daug materialių galimybių turim.
But there's one thing we're missing.
Bet vienas dalykas, kurio mes neturim.
And therefore, in spite of all these facilities, we are not happy, we are not satisfied.
Ir būtent dėl to, nepaisant visų šitų galimybių, mes nepatenkinti.
That missing ingredient is Krishna consciousness.
Ir tas trūkstamas dalykas, tai yra Krishna sąmonė.
So if you can simply add Krishna to your current recipe of life,
ir todėl, jeigu sugebėsite įjungti Krishna į savo
receptą gyvenimą, then it will, the cake will take off, your life will take off like a rocket.
Tada tas tortas įstipūs ir jūsų gyvenimas kaip raketas ištobulės greit.
All anxiety, all confusion, all delusion, all the bad things that you don't like about life will all go away.
Ir visas nerimas, kančios, pasimetimai, viskas, kas jums nepatinka šitam gyvenime, viskas išnyks.
You'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss 24 hours a day.
Ir plaukiosite nektaro vandenyne 24 valandas per parą.
The only reason the whole world hasn't taken up Krishna consciousness as their number one activity is they just don't know about it.
Ir dėl ko žmonės nepasiema Krishna sąmonės pasaulyje, nes jie dažniausiai nežino to.
They simply do not understand what Krishna consciousness is.
Jie tiesiog nesupranta, kas tai yra Krishna sąmonė.
Because anybody with even half a brain,
nes iš tikrųjų bet kas bent su pusės smegenų,
or even a quarter of a brain,
arba bent jau ketvirtadalį,
who understands what is Krishna consciousness,
kas iš tikrųjų supranta, kas yra Krishna sąmonė,
they'll go, wow.
Jis nusistebės labai.
This is the coolest thing I've ever discovered. This is nothing more cool than this.
Tai yra pats kečiausias dalykas, kokį man teko rasti.
This is really, really cool.
Yra kažkas tokio virš kečiausias.
So, I'm inviting you to join this cool Krishna consciousness lifestyle.
Ir aš kviečiu jūs prisijungti prie šito kieto Krishna sąmonės gyvenimo būdo.
I mean, why be weird when you can be cool?
Kam būti keistuoliu kažkokiu, jeigu galim būti kietu?
Would you like to be weird or cool? You know?
Norėtumėt būti toks nupėpęs, keistuolis ar kietas?
So, if you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra,
taigi, jeigu kartosit šitą Hare Krishna mantrą,
if you are willing to take lessons from the bona fide spiritual master,
jeigu priimsite pamokymus iš dvasinio mokyto tikro,
who purely represents Krishna,
kuris tikrai atstovauja Krishna,
if you are willing to give up eating all kinds of disgusting foods like meat, fish and eggs,
jeigu jūs pasiryžę atmesti valgyti visus šlykščius dalykus, tokius kaip mėsą, kiaušinius,
and eat only healthy, delicious foods composed of fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains,
ir valgyti sveikus ir skanius produktus iš vegetarinius,
and if you're willing to show Lord Krishna how much you appreciate these wonderful foods by offering them to him first,
ir jeigu jūs parodysite Krishna kaip jūs įvertinat tai, kad jis jums duoda tokius nuostabus maistus, pirmiau paaukodami juos jam,
then I can guarantee you this will be your last birth in the material world.
Tada garantuoju, kad tai bus paskutinis jūsų gimimas šitam materialiam pasaulyje.
I'll personally guarantee that you'll achieve the spiritual world. If you are willing to follow my instructions, I guarantee you will not take breath again here. It's up to you whether you trust me or not. You may think I'm just some con man, you see. Con man? Some criminal. Or maybe some master hypnotist, you know. Putting spell, trying to put some spell on you, you see. But if you can trust me that I've actually come here out of love, to bless you with the greatest gift, because I so much appreciate what my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, gave to me, that I've simply decided to dedicate my whole life to freely giving it to everybody. If you can trust me that I have not come here to cheat you or bluff you or misguide you, that I've simply come here to guide you how to achieve the supreme happiness. If you have that faith and that trust in me, then I request you to completely agree to follow my instructions on how you should live your life from here on. Because if you will follow my instructions, I guarantee you, you will see God face to face. So, I've been talking a while here. Maybe some of you have some questions. Anybody have a question?
In the scriptures it is said that a devotee he is always happy, but at the same time it is said that he is always feeling very fallen, like a straw in a street. So how it is compatible?
Yes, a devotee always feels himself very lowly and meek. And he's always full of transcendental bliss. So, these may appear to be contradictory. But actually, they're not. Because the more you feel yourself very lowly and meek, the more you become ecstatic. You see, in the material world, they train you. The more you become proud, the more you become happy. These rascals have cheated you. They've mistrained you, you see. But actually, the more you become humble, the more you become ecstatic. That's why Lord Chaitanya, he said, Gopi bar tu pada kamalayor dasa, 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 nidasa. And even George Harrison of the Beatles, he said, yes, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Because he understood the beauty of Prabhupada's teachings. And Lord Chaitanya's teachings. So actually this idea that becoming humble is a miserable state of consciousness, that's an illusion. That's not true. The more you become humble, the more you become ecstatic. If you can truly become feel yourself lower than that cushion you're sitting on right now, you see, then you'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss. So try to become very, very, if you don't believe me, just try it. Try to consider yourself to be lower than that cushion you're sitting on right now. And just see the result, how you feel when you put yourself in that humble position. You'll feel how you're entering in an ocean of transcendental nectar. Lord Christ, what did he say, Lord Jesus? He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Do you think inheriting the earth is something miserable? No, inheriting the earth is pretty ecstatic. It means you become empowered by God to lead the entire world out of chaos. So that's pretty ecstatic. It's not a miserable position. Next question.
You have mentioned that one can give up pride only by the grace of the spiritual master. But what if one is not humble enough to accept the spiritual master?
He's in trouble. Big trouble. But if he wants to develop that pride, that humility, he can ask for help. Because on your own, how will you develop it? You can approach a senior Vaishnava and just say, I would like to develop humility. Can you please help me to do that? Because I know it's my pride is holding me back in my advancement. And if you just take that mood, then the senior devotee will be very happy to help you out. You don't have to agree to become a disciple to approach like that. You can simply approach to get help with overcoming your pride. And then by that, then you'll be able to eventually surrender to a spiritual master. Actually, there's a positive side to pride also. Why do we publicly wear our dhotis and our tilak and our sikhas? Because we're proud of our Vaishnava culture, isn't it? Are we ashamed of our Vaishnava culture that we have to take our tilak off when we walk down the street? No, we're proud of our Vaishnava culture. So there's a transcendental pride also, which is beautiful and wonderful. But personally, we feel ourselves not qualified. Personally, we feel ourselves very lowly and meek. Although the culture itself and the teachings, we're very proud of them. You know what Prabhupada said one time in Africa? He said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. So this pride, this humility of a Vaishnava doesn't mean that he loses his power to act strongly. Hanuman was in perfect state of humility when he lit the entire city of Lanka on fire. Arjuna was in a state of perfect humility when he killed all the Kuru warriors on the battlefield. Their humility was their surrender to their spiritual master. Not that they hung their head down like some kind of impotent wimp. In their humility, they acted with great power. So pride doesn't, becoming prideless doesn't mean that you lose your potency. Becoming humble means you increase your potency. You become an instrument through which the full potency of Krishna can manifest. You know that shloka? Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Unless one has the Shakti of Krishna, he cannot spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So if you become truly humble, then that Krishna Shakti will flow through you and you can spread this movement like anything. You become a big hero in Lord Chaitanya's movement. So humility is actually a pretty cool thing. Pride is the weird bad thing, not humility. You understand? Yes.
And who is Lord Chaitanya and what is his mission?
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. The Radha and Krishna, Krishna expands himself when he wants to enjoy. He expands him from himself, his Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani.
Krishna nori mėgautis, jis iš savęs išskleidžia Šrimati Radharani, tai yra jo malonumo galia.
And when that same Krishna becomes dumbfounded or amazed, how is it that my devotee Radharani is enjoying more than me?
Ir kai Krishna pamato ir nustemba, kad mano atsidavusi labiau mėgaujas už mane patį,
he takes the mood of Radharani.
Jis priema Radharanės nuotaiką.
He combines with Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Krishna wants to taste the sweet flavor of being his own devotee, then he becomes Lord Chaitanya. When Krishna wants to become a Hare Krishna, you see, he becomes Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Bhakta avatar. He joins the Bhakta program, you
see.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Does the Murti of Srila Prabhupada is non-different from Prabhupada like the deities?
Oh yes. Especially here in Kaunas. I know last night. Yes. Last night I know. I came home and came back here and met Prabhupada after I gave the lecture. I was all alone with Prabhupada in the temple room last night. And I can tell you that Prabhupada is definitely there. And I have seen Prabhupada also, deity of Prabhupada in Atlanta, Georgia. During an ecstatic kirtan, that deity was crying in ecstasy. He had tears coming down his face. The deity had started crying. Same deity like you have here. There were tears of ecstasy coming from down his face. I saw it directly myself. The deity was crying. You can't tell me it's just a statue of Prabhupada. I'll never believe it. Prabhupada is personally there. Next question. Yes.
Kaip žinoti, kad mes einam dvasiniu keliu ir yra priešingų atveju? Kaip žinoti, kad mes, kaip sakant, degraduojame?
How can we understand that we are going on the spiritual path or that we are going on the material path and degrading ourselves?
You have to read the books.
Reikia skaityti knygas.
You have to read Prabhupada's books.
Prabhupada's knygas.
And then you'll know clearly what is the pathway. Then the brilliant sun of Krishna will come shining into your life. All the clouds of illusion will go away and the brilliant sun will all of a sudden become manifest.
Ir visai staiga ta saulė, nuostabi saulė, išsklaidys visą iliuziją.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. Any other question? Anyone who didn't ask a question yet? How about out in the back there? Anyone have a question in the back there? What about those of you who have never asked a question before? Now is your chance. This is a special party night. Go for it and ask your first question. Yes.
I have not a question, but I want to ask if it would be possible for us to sing again for a few minutes today.
Later we can do.
Vėliau galėsim tai padaryti.
Let's see if there's any more questions.
Pirma, pažiūrim, ar dar nėra klausimų daugiau.
Here's the question.
Čia gal reikėtų dar šiandien, toks daugiau asmeninio pobūdžio klausimas. Bet aš kadangi dirbu, nuo rytojaus turiu dirbti, kol nukaražas išvažiuos, aš norėčiau paklausti, ar galėčiau priimti prieglobstį prie rūsų.
It's a very personal question, but from tomorrow I will not have a possibility to meet you. I wanted to ask, could I accept a shelter at your lotus room?
Yeah, everyone's welcome. Anybody who wants.
Visi kas nori, tai gali padaryti.
Yeah.
Kokia yra prasmė, kokia reiškia, kai žmogus priima mokytoją ir būna inicijuojamas, kam to reikia ir kito prasmė?
What is the meaning of accepting spiritual master and getting initiation?
Yes, we're having an initiation ceremony on Sunday.
Taip, mes, pavyzdžiui, sekmadį turėsim iniciacijos tokią festivalį.
Initiation means the beginning of your new life.
Iniciacija reiškia naujo gyvenimo pradžia.
Your first birth comes from your mother and your father.
Jūs pirmą kartą gimstat iš tėvo ir motinos.
And your second birth comes from another mother and father.
Bet jūs antras gimimas iš kito tėvo.
The spiritual master is the father.
Dvasinis mokytas tėvas.
And the Vedas are the mother.
O Vedos motina.
So you become born. It is called dvija, twice born.
Dvija, du kart gimimas.
You enter into a new transcendental life as a servant of Krishna when you become initiated. It is a contract between you and the spiritual master. You agree to follow the spiritual master. And the spiritual master agrees to do whatever it takes to get you out of this material world, even if he has to take birth again to do so. He fully commits himself to saving you from the cycle of birth and death, whatever it takes. So it is the sweetest loving relationship. And it's not for one lifetime, it's for all of eternity. So the greatest turning point in the life of any individual is when they surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. It's the greatest turning point. Until then, you're just on the shore of Krishna consciousness, swishing your toes in the water. But when you accept a spiritual master, then you're jumping into the water and swimming.
Bet kai priema dvasinį mokytą, tai tas pats kaip šokti į vandenyną ir plaukti.
Any other questions?
Ar yra klausimų?
Yeah.
How can we know that Krishna is there?
How can we know that
Krishna is there?
Krishna is real?
Exists.
Yes.
Kaip mes galim žinoti, ar egzistuoja Krishna apskritai?
How do you know that Anybody is real.
O kaip jūs žinot, kad apskritai kažkas egzistuoja?
For example.
Huh?
Yes.
Aš juos jaučiu.
So, you just by seeing someone and meeting someone, you can know they're real. So, you simply have to see Krishna and meet him, that's all.
Ir taip, matydamas ir girdėdamas kažką, jūs žinot, kad jis egzistuoja. Taip, paprasčiausiai, jums reikia dabar išvykti.
Let's say you want to meet some person that's here in Kaunas.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu jūs norite sutikti kokią asmenybę čia Kaune.
So, you find out what is his address.
Turite sužinoti, koks adresas.
And you go there and you meet him.
Einat ir susitinkat.
And then you know that he's real. So how do you know that Krishna is real? You get his address and you go there and meet him, that's all. So the spiritual master, he gives you the address. Actually, he personally guides you, he takes you to meet Krishna. So that's how you know that Krishna is real. Go there and meet him. Then you know that he's real. Any other questions?
Yeah.
There are so many thoughts coming to the mind. How to know which thought will be pleasing to the Lord and which will not be pleasing?
This is a wonderful question you have asked. Thank you very much. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalamastaram tatastato nayam yaitad atvam jivavishang nayet. Krishna says in chapter 6. From whatever or wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So, control of the self means that the mind is thinking thoughts that are pleasing to Krishna. So, how will you know? That's why a spiritual master is very important. Because he trains you how to always think in such a way that your thoughts are conducive for your Krishna consciousness. You have to see everything through the eyes of the scripture. That's the starting point. Carefully study Srila Prabhupada's books. And always see everything through the eyes of the scripture. If you do that, then your thoughts will always be proper. You learn how to always think in terms of what's described in the scriptures. It is called Shastric vision. Or in Sanskrit it's called Shastra Chakshush. Shastra Chakshush. So you have to see like that. See everything through the eyes of the scriptures. And then all of your thoughts will be Krishna conscious. Another way is this. You should think, well, by thinking this, will it help me to become more Krishna conscious or less Krishna conscious? You should always observe your mind. You should analyze what it's absorbed in. You see, there's a higher level than your mind, and that's your intelligence. Your intelligence is the analyzing, is the analyzer. So you can detach from yourself, from your mind, and analyze what is my mind absorbed in right now. You can make a judgment. Is this thought going to help me to become more Krishna conscious or less Krishna conscious? Is this thought in accordance with the scripture or is it in defiance of the scripture? So in this way you have to weed out all the thoughts that are in defiance of the scripture
išravėti visas mintis, kurios nesutampa su Skriptūra.
And simply think thoughts that are in accordance with the Scripture.
Ir galvoti tik apie tai, kas sutampa su šventraščio nurodymu.
By doing this, you become very, very Krishna conscious.
Ir taip praktikuojant darant, tapsite labai įsitvirtinusiu.
You become a powerful yogi.
Tapsite toks galingas jogas.
You see? Bhakti yogi.
Bhakti yogi.
Very powerful bhakti yogi.
Labai galingas.
Your mind doesn't dance around like a monkey.
Ir protas daugiau nebešoks visur, kur tik nori, kaip beždžionė.
It's always fixed.
Visada bus įtvirtintas.
Yata dīpo nivātasto nengate sopamāsmita yogino yajatittasya yunjato yogamātmanaha. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver.
Kaip lampa, kur nėra vėjo, toje aplinkoje jinai nejuda.
So the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled,
taip ir transcendentalistas, kurio protas yra sukontroliuotas,
remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self.
Jis išlieka visat įsitvirtinęs medituojantį transcendentinę sielą.
Any other questions?
Ar yra kitų klausimų?
Kokiomis savybėmis turi pasižymėti žmogus ir kokių principus turi laikytis, norint, kad jis būtų Krishna sąmonėje įsilaikytų? Ir ar gali bet kas tiesiog paimti ir būti Krishna sąmonėje?
What principles and regulations a person should adopt to always remain in Krishna consciousness, and can anyone do that immediately?
Yes.
Taip.
Chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala every day.
Bent jau 16 ratų Hare Krishna mantros kasdien.
And give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling.
Ir atmest mėsos valgymą, alkoholizmą, neleistinus seksus visokius ir azartinius žaidimus.
Somebody who is really serious to become Krishna conscious, they can do that immediately.
Ir tas, kas labai rimtai nori tapti Krishna sąmoningu, tai gali iškart padaryti.
I started chanting 16 rounds the first day. I've been doing it ever since.
Aš pradėjau nuo pirmos dienos 16 ratų kartuoti, iki dabar kartuoti.
So it's not difficult. If you decide, well, I want to be Krishna conscious. I don't want to suffer in the cycle of birth and death anymore.
Jeigu jūs nusprendėt, aš noriu būti Krishna sąmoningu, nenoriu kentėti šitam pasaulyje daugiau.
You just make your decision. That's it. I'm going to chant 16 rounds and follow these principles. That's it.
Apsisprendžiat, kad kartuosiu 16 ratų ir principų laikysiu.
And you never go back.
Ir niekad nesugrįšiu.
It's as simple as that. You can do it within one second.
Gali per vieną sekundę taip padaryti.
Any other question? Yeah.
What to do if the devotee or brahmachari is tend to act in the mode of passion?
Offer that passion to Krishna.
Pasiūlyti tą aistrą Krishnai.
And you become purified.
Ir tokiu būdu apsivalyti nuo jos.
It will elevate you into the mode of goodness and into the mode of pure goodness.
Tai pakels jus į dorybę ir paskui į tyrą dorybę.
But if you use that passion for sense gratification, then you'll degrade into tamagun, the mode of ignorance.
Bet jeigu panaudosite aistrą savo išlėm tenkinti, tada į tamaguną nusileisite.
So passion is not to be denied.
Ir aistros nereikia atmesti.
Passion is to be transcendentalized.
Ją reikia sudvasinti.
What to do if that passion streams towards the objects of sense gratification?
Then you have to redirect it. That's a.
O ką daryti, jeigu ta aistra linkusi prie jūslinio pasitenkinimo, tada reikia ją permesti į kitą pusę.
He's got to redirect and say, okay, passion, you're going too far, you got to come back this way.
Sakyti, aistra, jau per daug nuklydai, dabar atgal grįžti.
Any other questions? Yeah?
Of what importance is second Brahman initiation, and should everyone get it?
Well, get first initiation first.
Pirmiausia, reikia gauti pirmą iniciaciją.
And once you've got first initiation, then you should Brahman initiation is a recognition that you've actually performing your first initiation duties very nicely. It's a further recognition that this person. I know, because when I got my second initiation, I directly got it from Prabhupada. And he said, are you chanting 16 rounds regularly? That was his only question. I said, yes, then he gave me my Brahman Sutra.
Ir pirma iniciacija priimti žmogui, o kai jisai pastebimas, kad jis jau įsitvirtino šitam keli, tada jam duodama antra iniciacija.
Second initiation means that you are your initiation vows, you've taken it first initiation, you're solid and steady in those vows. That's when you've shown over time that you're steady in your initiation vows, then second initiation recognizes this person is fixed. So now we will give them the status, they are Brahmana.
Ir tada jie jau skaitomi brahmanos.
Brahmana means they are spiritual master, they are teacher.
Brahmanas jau reiškia dvasinis mokytas, mokytojas.
Brahman means they can guide the whole human society how to become Krishna conscious.
Jis toks žmogus jau gali visą žmonių bendruomenę ugdyti, kaip tapti Krishna sąmonė.
They are fixed in brahmanical qualities.
Jie yra įsitvirtinę brahmaniškose savybėse.
Described in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita.
18 Bhagavad Gita skyriuje
aprašyta. Shama damas tapasho cham chantirar javamei vacha. Gyanam vigyanam astakam brahma karma svabhavajam. They are fixed in these qualities, controlling the mind, controlling the senses. Austerity, like rising early in the morning. Clean, they take bath regularly, they don't remain dirty. They have a proper understanding of the scripture. They can explain it very nicely, you see. These are the brahmanical qualities. So we give that status to those who have achieved it by their sincere service. And then we give them the privilege of also going on the altar and doing puja for the Lord. Any other question?
Question is how important it is and how do everybody have to take that?
It's actually a very important thing. One should become fixed enough in his practice to be recognized as a Brahman. Otherwise he's not advancing in Krishna consciousness. And the other thing?
Does everyone has to?
Generally, yes.
Paprastai taip.
I mean, in the Vedic culture, there may be some people who just don't have the nature to be scholarly. You know, they're just, you know, a worker class person who just wants to get out in the field and plow all day. There could be people. Prabhupada mentioned like that.
Kaip medų kultūroje gali būti panašių žmonių, kurie nelinkia būti brahmaniškus įgūs įgyti, kurie tiesiog paprasti darbininkai mėgsta.
In the Varnashram society, there could be people who can be a Vaishnava, but they're not fully qualified to be a Brahman.
Ir Varnashramo sistemai gali galimėti, kai yra Vaishnavai, bet dar jie negali tapti brahmanai.
In terms of their work.
Čia viskas priklauso nuo darbo.
But in terms of our present society, everyone should qualify for Brahman. It means that they're fixed in following the vows from their first initiation. That's what it means. Everyone should become Brahman qualified. Questions more?
Dabar čia man žinot, kad prieš mane sėdi dvasinis mokytojas ir kokiomis savybėm pasižymė, ar turi kokį pažymėjimą, ar kažką to.
How can we know and understand that the spiritual master is real, for example, in this situation? And what is the signs?
How do you know that I'm a real spiritual master?
Žinot,
I'm not a fake?
Ar tikras dvasinis mokytas, ar neapsimetęs?
That's an interesting question.
Yra labai įdomus klausimas, iš tikrųjų.
How do you know that Sankarshan Das Adhikari is a real spiritual master? He's not a charlatan, pretender, just some actor up here making a show. Well, for that you have to consult the scriptures. If you look, for example, in the Mundaka Upanishad, Tad viganar tam saguram ivabhigasyat samit panihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. It is described what are the qualifications of a spiritual master. He is fixed in the Vedic wisdom. He is knowledge in the, he has heard the Vedas from his spiritual master. He repeats the Vedas verbatim. He doesn't add or subtract from the Vedic wisdom. And he's fixed 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. It's not that he does this as a, some kind of a vocation, you know, and then in the evenings he goes out to the movies after the lecture. As we say in English, he walks his talk. He walks his talk. In other words, whatever he says, he does. He doesn't give a lecture that you should all be Krishna conscious and then go to some mundane movie after the lecture, you see. Or he doesn't say you should all practice celibacy, then he goes to a brothel, goes to a prostitute house after the lecture. Or he goes to a bar, you see. You get drunk. He's completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. And he is totally absorbed in hearing and repeating the Vedic wisdom as he has heard it from his spiritual master. So if you want to check out if I'm a real the real thing or a cheater, then you have to study me very carefully. You have to read the authoritative literatures of Srila Prabhupada, study very carefully what is Krishna consciousness. And you have to compare me with what you're reading in the books. If I don't match up, you should get away from me as fast as you can. Because Sankarshan Das Adhikari is a cheater and a charlatan. He's just trying to win followers for personal name and fame. But if you see that actually this person is a genuine, humble disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he's simply trying to serve his spiritual master's order to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and revolutionize this planet. Then you should surrender. Then you should surrender. Like this lady here, now she has surrendered to me. She wants to become a disciple. Then you should also do. Any other questions?
Can one be in Krishna's consciousness without knowing his name?
Spiritually?
No. Can one be in Krishna's consciousness? Ar kas nors gali būti Krishna sąmonė, nežinodamas Krishna's vardą?
Can someone be in Krishna consciousness without knowing the name of Krishna?
Yes. That is possible. Someone may be just like there are great Christian saints in history. They may not have known God by that particular name, but they were fully absorbed in love of God. So we don't say you have to chant Krishna's name. I mean to say the name Krishna. Because all of these different names are Krishna's names. Allah is Krishna's name, Buddha, Jehovah, these are all names of Krishna, known in different parts of the world. So whether they know the specific name Krishna, that is not required. Just like the word Christ, actually Christ is a name for the Father. It's Jesus of the Christ. Jesus is the given name and Christ is the surname, you see. First name is Jesus, the last name is Christ. So Christ is actually a name for God Himself, the Father of Jesus. It comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of pronouncing the word Krishna. So whether you chant Christ or Krishna, it's the same thing, actually. There's no difference.
Krishna,
You simply have to become a pure lover of God, that's all. You want to chant Allah? Do it perfectly. You want to chant Christ? Do it perfectly. If you want to chant Govinda, do it perfectly. If you want to chant Krishna, do it perfectly. That's all. We are not a sect. We are not a religious sect. We are teaching the highest level of the science of devotion. This is the PhD level of the science of devotion. Everybody is teaching the science of devotion on different levels. Some teach it on the kindergarten level. Some teach it on the first grade level. Some teach it on the bachelor's degree level. Some teach it on the master's degree level. We are teaching it on the PhD level. It's the same science of devotion. It's been taught by all the great saints in the history of the world. We are simply teaching it on the highest level, that's it. It's the same exact science. There's no two sciences of God realization. Just different levels of, different, more advanced levels, that's all. Next question.
It is said in Bhagavad Gita that the life of human being is very gentle, like a drop of water. If the wind blows, it can disappear. Could you comment on this, explain this?
Says in the Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. Bhagavad Gita?
He is explaining, but I do not know he understood the question. Life is like a drop of water on the lotus leaf. The wind blows and can fall down any time.
Yeah.
That's what she meant. So could you explain that?
Well, that simile is used in many different ways in Prabhupada's descriptions. What is that? Kamala Jala Dala Jivanatala Mala. It is described like that, like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. So, one has to, what is the translation for that? Kamala Jala Jala Jivana Talamala. You know the translation?
I do not know exactly, but I can tell something. Kamala Jala means like a lotus leaf is there and a drop of water is on there. So if the wind blows, it can fall any time. So the life is like that.
Yeah. This life is very precarious situation. If you have achieved this human form after transmigrating through millions and millions of species. And you can very easily lose this human form also if you abuse it. So therefore, you should be careful to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and get out of the cycle of birth and death now while you have a chance. Because at any second, you can lose the human form. While you have it, you should take shelter of Krishna and Guru and finish up your business in this material world while you have a chance. That's the point. Other questions? So there's nothing else. One, all right.
Tai tarkim, gerai, aš tarkim nepriimu mokto šitą gyvenimą, ne, o gyvenu daug gyvenimą. Ir esu amžinas kaip siela. Tai koks skirtumas, gal aš kitą gyvenimą tiesiog priimsiu dvasinį mokytoją, arba ne man dabar reikia, žinoma, aš tai padaryti.
But for example, we know that we are eternal and we are living unlimited lives. So where is the harm if I will not accept the spiritual master in this life? For
yes. Then you, by your karma, living a life of sense enjoyment, you will go down to the animal kingdom for many, many lifetimes.
Taip, ir pagal karmą, už tai, kad gyvenate išlinio pasitenkinimo gyvenimo, jūs nukrimsite į dugną, tapsit gyvūnu.
So it will be quite some time before you again receive the human form.
Ir užims daug laiko, kol vėl gausite žmogaus formą.
So why not take advantage now and get up? Why go down and suffer?
Todėl kam nukrimsti ir kentėti dabar?
In the animal and plant kingdom.
Jis tokiose gyvybės rūšyse kaip medžiai ir gyvūnai.
This is called intelligence.
Ir tai vadinama intelektu. Could you please introduce your electronic course? Internet.
Yes. I have a very popular course. I got thousands of people all over the world who have signed up for it.
Taip, turiu tokį interneto kursą, tūkstančiai žmonių ten užsiregistravę.
It's called the Ultimate Self-Realization Course.
Vadinamas galutinis savęs pažinimo kursas.
All you have to do is, how many people have signed up on it already? Raise your hands.
Kiek jūsų prisijungia prie jų?
Okay, very good. All you have to do to join is go to www.backtohome.com.
Tiek, kiek reikia padaryti, tai nueiti į www.backtohome.com.
backtohome.com.
backtohome.com.
And then you'll start getting these wonderful nectarian messages every day in your email box. You become filled with bliss just by opening your email every day. You get zapped with bhakti every morning. Or
email.
It's very popular. Many people just rave over this course. It's free. Just go there and sign up, and you'll start getting the stuff immediately in your email. It comes every day, something fresh. I write something fresh every day. In fact, tonight, before I go to bed, I have to finish tomorrow's entry. I haven't finished it yet. But every day, something fresh is written, and you'll get it the next morning.
Kiekvieną dieną kažkas vis naujo ir gauna kitą rytą žmonės.
It's better than the newspaper.
Geriau nei laikraštis.
So everyone can sign up for our, the Ultimate Self-Realization Course and get thought for the day every morning.
Ir kiekvienas gali prisijungti ir kiekvieną rytą gauti kasdieninės mintis iš mokytojo.
So on that positive note,
tokia pozityvia
gaida. Well, I can add, and plus, if you would like to correspond with me by signing up, you can just reply to the emails and you can correspond with me.
Ir jeigu jūs norite už tam prisijungti, tai turit man per e-mailą prašyti. Ir taip pat galite su mokytoju susirašyti, jeigu kokie klausimai kyla.
And if you just want to correspond with me directly, you just go to SDA, that's Sankarshan Das Adhikari, SDA@backtohome.com.
O jeigu norite su manim asmeniškai tiesiogiai, tai eikite į SDA@backtohome.com e-mailą rašykite.
If there is some question you're too shy to ask, you can ask it to me privately on the email.
Jeigu jūs gėdinatės atvirai kažkokį klausimą paklaus, galit per e-mailą paklausti.
So I thank you all very much, and now we have a very, 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 very special treat.
Ir dabar dėkoju jums, dabar turim labai ypatingą tokį vaistą.
Shrimati Vishnupriya Devi Dasi Mataji will lead us in kirtan.
Mums Shrimati Vishnupriya Mataji praves kirtaną.
Books.
Oh yeah, the books.
And then we'll have books after them.
Ir taip pat po to bus knygos.
After that, we're going to have a special thing. Anybody who wants to have a book with a special blessing in it, you purchase the book and bring it to me, and I'll sign it with a special blessing.